Hi, my name is Natalia. I am the owner and chef of Woodspoon, a Brazilian restaurant located in downtown Los Angeles. I opened Woodspoon in 2006, and it is this small little home away from home kind of place. I came here about 20 years ago, and it was a life-changing experience, you know, trying to fit in and try to connect and try to be able to communicate. It's hard to say I'm Afro-Brazilian. I am Brazilian, and I'm a black person from Brazil. But first of all, we don't even say Afro, you know, we don't use those words. The reason I came to the U.S., I had an accident in Brazil, and I needed of dental work, you know, and I decided to come in and go to UCLA for the treatment. As I was doing the treatment, I always, you know, cooked. I couldn't speak English, but cooking was, you know, you can literally use vegetables and ingredients and legumes. It's sort of like, has been my best friends until now. And that's what I used to do between one day and the next, and cook for different people, and one thing leads to the next. I told my mom, my adopted mother, that I was going to LA, and she asked where LA was. I was like, I don't know. You know, some sisters going to LA. I really didn't have an idea how it looks like. I thought it was very close to New York City. It took forever to get here, and I found to be very gray. It wasn't as green, the water wasn't as blue. You know, there was no music, there was no noises, you know, how big it was and how empty it was. And it's vast compared to the little town that I grew up in. I'm very curious. So I'll begin like going around, going to like farmers markets. I'll go just to kind of like connect with the produce and look at the people that grew them and see who's buying them, how they look like, because it's sort of a privilege to have this vast amount of food, you know, that it is in this country. Here you can have a half of a chicken, which I never heard to be possible. Like maybe I was so naive or I was so poor, but and then now I know that I was so rich. You know, the eggs was from my chicken. I could hold them warm in my hands. Growing up, I didn't really have a family. So I always thought, like, I want to find a place where I can actually stay and people can come in and see me and talk to me and I cook for them. Because my mom, my adopted mother, the one that raised me for the majority of my lifetime, she was a phenomenal cook. You know, everything that I make at Woodspoon started from her. The way I saw food in America, it was like something fast, not necessarily made. And fascinated me somehow, because I remember my mom was like, okay, I'm gonna go make you chicken. She'll go outside. She was like, don't look, because I'll probably be crying, right? And she picks the chicken and then she kill it. And then she comes in and then she's, you know, like all the process. For a lot of people, my story is like a fantasy, you know, but it wasn't. It was a pure, poor, wealthy, beautiful reality. This has changed my life and life of other people too, because Woodspoon customers, they actually now friends, and I have been in their weddings and they are my family. So it's gonna be 13 years very soon. It's kind of like, I feel that it's almost like I have a home now. This is just rosemary, garlic, olive oil, and white wine.